One local distillery is putting the boo in booze. Throughout the month of October, Sons of Vancouver is dead set on giving guests chills up their spines, with a cocktail menu so morbid it would make a wicked witch cackle. The North Vancouver Craft Distillery has brought back its haunted bar for a third year, transforming the tasting room into a Halloween-themed bar. It pays homage to Vancouver's long-lost The Dark Manor Inn, which was briefly opened by the same owners of the shameful Tiki Room. Included in Sons of Vancouver's decor are bloody skeletons, creepy photographs and a 9-foot coffin table resurrected from the now-defunct bar. Betwixt a festive fog, candlelight and cobwebs, staff will be dressed as slashers and spellcasters to serve a new cocktail list that features the distillery's artisan spirits. An old-fashioned, featuring a pumpkin spice-infused whiskey and amaretto, will be whimsically served in a jack-o'-lantern, says bartender Amanda McMullen, dressed as Lydia from Tim Burton's 1988 classic Beetlejuice. A Tootsie Roll Sour is made with a vodka infused with the chocolate taffy treat. There's also a riff on a blazer, which will involve some pyrotechnics behind the bar. It's got some apple brandy and it's got some of our amaretto, McMullen said. We light it on fire and pour it back and forth. It's showy. It makes the drink warm, so on a cold night it's really nice to have, she added. It's a spirit-forward drink as well. The signature drink of this year's Halloween pop-up is the Plasma Punch, a blood-red tropical beverage served tableside from an IV bag. For those who prefer their spirits sans alcohol, Sons of Vancouver offers a raspberry-infused vampire's kiss and a frozen lemon almond drink, the Ice Witch. As staff will be dressed up each day, guests are encouraged to come in costume too, McMullen said. Known for producing smashing spirits, the distillery took top prize at the Canadian Whiskey Awards in January.